wizard can see your skin. You have brought no needles or thread. Go home, Dorothy. We may kill and eat your dog. Who are you and why have you come here? Excuse me, you are standing on my ego. Fun. Fun and games and mental torture. Speak the truth. Or can you not get it past your lips? Come on. We're waiting.
Shirley opened her mouth as wide as she could, but she could not swallow the frog. The frog sat on her tongue, but Shirley could not bring herself to swallow it. The digestive juices in Shirley's mouth were confused about what to do with the frog. So Shirley spat it out. The frog, whose name was Bernard, hopped away, happy to be free.
Molly lived in a house of molasses. The walls kept oozing in, and it was difficult to breathe. One day, Molly was shaving her legs and cut off her foot and bled to death. People missed Molly, but most were glad to be rid of her. Trying to do everything at once is impossible. But once you have begun to do everything, you must go slow. You must go slowly eating your own flesh. Eating your own flesh, you must clean up the bloody mess. Up the bloody mess and down the godly clean. Godly clean? What do you mean? Suck my cock. Don't underestimate your power and don't overestimate mine. The best is left unsaid. Sometimes it works. And sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't.
Somewhere, but not with us, my people. Here there are states. The state? What is that? Well then, now open your ears, for now I shall speak to you of the death of peoples. The state is the coldest of all cold monsters. Coldly it lies, too. This lie creeps from its mouth. I, the state, am the people. It is a lie. It was the creators who created peoples and hung a faith and a love over them. Thus they served life. It is destroyers who set snares for many and call it the state. They hang a sword and 100 desires over them. Where a people still exists, there the people do not understand the state and hate it as the evil eye and sin against custom and law. I offer you this sign. Every people speaks its own language of good and evil. Its neighbor does not understand this language. It invented this language for itself in custom and law. But the state state lies in all languages of good and evil. And whatever it says, it lies. And whatever it has, it is stolen. Everything about it is false. It bites with stolen teeth. Even its belly is false. Confusion of the language of good and evil, I offer you this sign as a sign of the state. Truly, this sign indicates the will to death. Truly, it beckons to the creatures of death. Many too many are born. The state was invented for the superfluous. Just see how it lures them, the many too many. How it devours them and chews them and re-chews them. There is nothing greater on earth than I, the regimented finger of God. Thus the monster bellows. And not only the long-eared and short-sighted sink to their knees. Ah, it whispers its dismal lies to you too, you great souls. It divines the abundant hearts that like to squander themselves. Yes, it divines you too, you conquerors of the old god. You grew weary in battle, and now your weariness serves the new idol. It would like to range heroes and honorable people about this new idol. It likes to sun itself in the sunshine of good consciences, this cold monster. It will give you everything if you worship it, this new idol. Thus it buys for itself the luster of your virtues and the glance of your proud eyes. It wants to use you to lure the Manitarian. Yes, a cunning device of hell has here been devised, a horse of death, jingling with the trappings of divine honors. Yes, a death for many has here been devised to glorify itself as life. Truly, a heartfelt service to all creatures of death. I call it the state, where everyone good and bad is a poison drinker. The state, where everyone good and bad loses themselves. The state, where universal slow suicide is called life. Just look at these superfluous people. They steal for themselves the works of inventors and the treasures of the wise. They call them their culture, and they turn everything to sickness and calamity. Just look at these superfluous people. They're always ill. They vomit their bile and call it a newspaper. They devour one another and cannot even digest themselves. Just look at these superfluous people. They acquire wealth and make themselves poorer with it. They desire power, and especially the lover of power, plenty of money, these impotent people. See them clamber, these nimble apes. They clamber over one another and so scuffle into their life in the abyss. They all strive towards the throne. It is a madness they have, as if happiness sat upon the throne. Often filth sits upon the throne, and often the throne upon filth, too. They all seem madmen to me, and clambering apes are too vehement. Their idol, that cold monster, smells unpleasant to me. All of them, all these idolaters, smell unpleasant to me. My people, do you then want to suffocate in the fumes of their animal mouths and appetites? Better to break the wing or leap into the open air. Avoid this bad odor. Leave the idolatry of the superfluous. Avoid this bad odor. Leave the smoke of these human sacrifices. The earth still remains free for great souls. Many places, the odor of tranquil seas blowing about them, are still empty for solitaries and solitary tribes. A free life still remains for great souls. Truly, one who possesses little is so much the less possessed. Praise be a moderate poverty. Only there, where the state ceases, does the invention of the superfluous begin. Does the song of the necessary human, unique and irreplaceable melody begin? There, where the state ceases, look there, my people. Do you not see it? The rainbow and the bridges to the superhuman? Thus goes the question.
America, wake up. America, wake up.